Dreamscape presents Of Blood and Fire by Jennifer Jenkins. Narrated by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1. Natalia D'Angelo didn't escape the guards of her work camp until her 91st full moon as a slave. She and her accomplice, a sassmouth everyone called Bones, raced through the field separating the mussel farm where they lived and worked toward the gates of the city, surrounding Sultan Hanan Zahak's palace. The white sage and bleached sand of the ground reflected the moonlight, casting too much light on their journey. She kept glancing over her shoulder to make certain Bones wasn't left behind. She'd already lost one little brother due to her own negligence. She refused to lose another.
"Doesn't it feel like we're heading in the wrong direction?"
Bones asked when they stopped to rest their bare feet.
"You'd think we'd run away from the palace."
Natalia rolled her eyes, trusting the moonlight to show Bones just how ridiculous she thought him to be.
"I told you not to come, Bones. Try for your own escape."
He set his jaw, but a corner of his lip hitched just enough for Natalia to see the ever-present smirk on his face. His was a mouth that had earned him more than one beating, but was also the only thing, along with his friendship, that had kept Natalia from being swallowed by despair.
"You wouldn't last an hour without me, Nat."
The nickname came the first day Natalia had stepped off the slave ship that brought her and her parents to these nightmarish shores. Before the guards had separated her from her parents when they stepped off the boat, Natalia's mother had cast a spell manipulating her appearance. To everyone around her, even Bones, she appeared to be just another half-starved young man in the slave camp. This was her lie, her secret, the key to her own survival, according to her mother. But if someone were to see the binding flattening her chest, or have some other reason to learn the truth of her identity, the spell would break, along with the illusion that she wasn't a young man at all. And so, she was a gnat. A scrawny, worthless young man in the eyes of the Sultan's guard. A young man not strong enough to work the pit where the majority of the men in Zahak's camp lived and often died. "Ready?" she asked, looking to her friend as she rubbed at a spot in the center of her chest.
"As ready as a calf for the branding stick,"
Bones said with yet another grin. 3 years ago, when all of the boys from her area of the work camp were transferred to the pit for hard labor, she and Bones had been the only boys not to pass the physical requirements. But
sample complete. Ready to continue?